Well, we have a fifth and final installment. Madison Carnahan is with us, as well as Landon Severy. And good day to both of you.
Good day to you.
So, Roadie Court, it's something that a lot of people look forward to every year. And Madison, you haven't been here all that long, have you?
No. I've only been here for maybe 7 years.
Okay, but so you've seen 7 years of how this pans out.
Yeah. And I've attended the coronations because I used to work at the FEC with my grandmother. So we would sneak back there and watch. And just every time it was just amazing watching those kids get up there and just.
Did you ever think that one day you'd be up there?
Oh, no. No? I never did.
So what made you go, all right, obviously your senior year, it's the only year you can do it. But what made you say, I'm ready for this?
Well, I kind of didn't expect to sign up. Wendy had called me a day before the deadline, and she was like, I'm your little cheerleader. I got you. And I was like, you know, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. So I signed up. We had our interviews, and then I got the call the next night, said, you're in. I'm like, what? Me? So it was very, very exciting, and I was very thankful once I found out that I was on the court.
So that's good that you feel comfortable now, and you've learned some things about yourself during this process?
Yes, most definitely.
Cool. What'd you learn? What's the one thing that you didn't know about yourself that you know now?
I definitely realize now I'm more social than I ever thought I was. Getting up, like, public speaking, I never thought I was good at that until we started practicing. And that's what I'm very thankful for Roadie, is that they teach you how to be sociable. They teach you to get out there, out of your comfort zone, get out of the lines a little bit, and just try new things, especially that, trying new things.
Now, Landon, what about you? How long have you been in the community?
Probably around the same time, maybe 7 years. Always been a part of the fair. Like, I'd go and eat the crazy food that they have and go on the rides and stuff like that. I'm not a crazy ride guy myself. I'm probably going to. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm good for the rest of the weekend. Yeah. The coronations, I haven't really attended just because I never really knew when they were going on. I guess I was kind of on my own volition, though, just kind of being ignorant as a younger guy. Now being on the court, it's really...
So since you weren't, like, really involved in all that kind of stuff, what made you think about it this year?
One day I was working, Boba Flow, and the other prince, Court Wagner, comes by and he goes, hey, Roadie Court's opening up and we really would like to have you and we think you'd be a great fit. And I'm like, oh, I'll think about it. Yeah, sure. Just kind of pushing it off, trying to get out of it, I guess. And then his mom came by probably the next weekend and was like,
oh, I guarantee you she convinced you.
Oh, yeah. She goes, it's not really an option. You're doing Roadie Court. And I'm like,
that sounds like
not an option? And then she's like, yeah, no, you don't get a choice. Yeah. So signed up, and then here we are.
You do track. You're a thrower. You're a thrower as well?
Yes.
All right. So what's your best event?
Best event, probably discus, because it's very technical and it doesn't take as much muscle. I know I'm a bigger guy, but I don't really have as much muscle as some people might think. But discus is definitely my best because I have a lot of form. I've taken a lot of time and patience to
practice the technique,
really get it right. Yeah.
What about you?
I would say discus too. Max Perry, our coach, he's definitely worked with me a lot more on discus than the others. So we mainly focus on that. And I'm very excited for my senior year to try and hit 100. So
that's a good feat.
That's the goal.
Yeah. The experience now, you haven't had the experience, you don't have a junior prince, but you have junior princesses. How has that experience been?
It's been amazing. Presley is the most adorable little girl ever, and she's so sweet. We have retrieved gifts from her and given gifts back to her. Like, we made her a little Easter basket for Easter, and then she gave us some stuffed animals in return. So it's definitely both mutual respect and kindness for each other. And then her mom, Tiana, she's a family friend. So that's very nice. We already know the family. We're very comfortable with her. And so we were very thankful to get Presley as our junior princess.
Very.
And now you, the three of you do things together, right?
Yes.
So not just the gifts, but we've gone to her events like basketball, and we're trying to make a baseball game that she has. She's come to our track and field events. So it's both ways. We're not just one-sided. Everybody's trying to do their own part. It's really fun watching her because she knows we're there, and she's kind of like, all right, got to make, the highlight play, make sure they see it. And it's really fun watching her because then she works around. She's like, gets after it, and it's really cool to see.
Well, school is a big deal. You know, obviously you've made it to your senior year. You're both getting ready to graduate. What are some of the highlights as far as the classes you've taken? What sort of things have you really enjoyed?
So this year I've really gotten into pottery, and I don't even have a pottery as one of my classes. I do art.
So you just sneak in?
Yeah.
For the pottery class?
Yeah, this is what I do. The teacher one day, or Rosa, actually, one of the other princesses, she was like, well, do you want to come to one of our free periods with me and do some pottery? So I was like, sure. And I have made probably 10,000 bowls in
really?
That class. It's wow. pretty close, but I've enjoyed it, and I never thought that I would get into pottery. So that's definitely a highlight to my senior year is learning how to do that. And
have we seen some of your bowls at the event there that they do for the food share?
No, sadly not. Not yet. Okay. Maybe one day.
What about you, Landon? What are some of your favorite memories of high school?
So Madison has definitely dragged me into pottery, trying to get me to start. I made one little bowl and I called that good. I gave it to my dad. And I'm like, here you go. It's your little Christmas present. And it was like probably the beginning of the year, so not even close to Christmas.
Yeah.
But she definitely opened me up to the artistic side of the school, because I've always been on the academic, very strict classes, I guess, not really creative freedom. Definitely her dragging me in there kind of opened up that side of the school, which was really fun.
So what sort of things do you like to do outside of track and field and academics?
Well, I love my job. I work at Coastal Fitness and Aquatics. I work as a pool staff, so I'm the little hermit crab in the back. But every time I work, there's always this family that comes in. I call them my regulars because they know who I am. I know who they are. Can kind of just read each other's minds, like if I need to go get them goggles or rings or other stuff like that. Or when I was teaching swimming lessons, I would see my students in public and they would go, I know who you are. Like, you're just amazing. So it was very rewarding to see that type of love between me and my students, and just that, like, amazing them look at me as an older person and they would ask how old I am. I'd go, I'm 18. They're like, what? Like, they don't even know that far of an age. They're like, yeah. You look 10. I'm like, oh, thank you. But
that's good now.
Yeah. If I'm not working, then I'm doing track, and then I'm just at home probably doing some art.
Yeah. Landon, what about you? What sort of things do you like outside of the...
So I definitely have the other side of the demographic for my job. I work at Boba Flow, and I get a lot of the older customers. They're very uptight and sometimes, but...
Wait.
You know, yeah. Well, probably shouldn't say this on air.
I might have to edit that one out.
Yeah. No, a lot of them are...
Is Ned one of your customers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. No, they'd be very uptight then. They're all very sweet. They understand that I'm just a high schooler trying to make money for college and stuff like that. I'm trying my best.
So basically, track and field, school and work, and that's it?
Yeah, very busy.
Don't do any fishing or crabbing?
No,
or...
I am not a sea kind of person.
Yeah, I'm not a seafaring person.
No.
Senior year, the future's ahead. Madison, what are you going to be doing next year?
I am going to be attending Lane Community College in the fall to get my associate's in nursing. So that is my goal, and hopefully go to OHSU in Portland to get my bachelor's.
Well, that's a good goal. I think that's very worthy. Landon, what's your plans for next year?
So I am planning to attend Western Oregon University in Monmouth this fall for computer science. But I am open to other options. I'm not 100% in that field yet. I'm kind of looking at other things, seeing what would work for me. But computer science is probably the way I'm going now.
All right. Now, one of the scariest things I think that people talk about is the talent portion of the competition there. And Madison, what is your talent?
I am going to be doing a monologue basically about life and how you sail the seas of life. It was really hard, especially when I finally found out I was on the court. I'm like, oh no, now I have to think of a talent. And I didn't really have to think about this one because what I've learned about Rhodey is I love to talk. So through, I was like, you know, let's see what I can come up with. I just want to inspire people that they're not alone, that you always find that storm, but you can always steer into a different direction. It's not easy, but you're not alone, and everybody else feels the
same.
And
that is a voice that, well, young and old need to hear a lot, because a lot of people get lost out there when they don't have to. Mm-hmm. They had somebody, you know, got their back. So that's good. What about your talent?
My parents are deaf, and with me being on the court, I would like to really involve them, because usually with these public events, they kind of get left out in a way, like they can't really understand what they're saying, or they just get lost. I have to translate, stuff like that. And so I would like to sing and sign for them. So give them the vocal aspect where they can really feel the music, because they can feel the vibrations of like the bass and the kind of the music like that. And then also sign so they understand what's happening. so they're not getting lost like they usually do.
I'll tell you what, thank you so much for being here today. Good luck on the competition, and I look forward to seeing your talents live and in person.
Yes, we are excited.
It'll be awesome, yeah.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.